On the KSRO live line is Santa Rosa author Felix Blackwell. He's written a novel called Stolen Tongues. And let's say good morning to Felix. Hello and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's an interesting story, actually, how you got the book done and published. But first, I have to ask you a question. Now, this is a horror story. It's based in part on your fiancé's kind of unique form of insomnia. How does she feel about the book?
She's really excited about it. She just can't believe how many people are interested in her. She's very quiet and has never had this much attention before. But I get emails, sometimes hundreds a day, of people just asking how she's doing and saying, you know, I have the same sleep disorder, things like that. So
well,
she loves it.
Describe for us, if you can, Felix, what type of disorder this is and how it manifests itself.
It's a type of parasomnia. She wakes up in the middle of the night and has night terrors.
Mm-hmm.
Night terrors are a type of nightmare that still exists shortly after you wake up. They occur at a different level of sleep. And so, occasionally in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and see her standing in the corner, and she'll whisper, you have to get out of the bed. You know, there's someone under the bed. Or she once rolled over and told me to tell the man in the hallway that he needs to leave. She does all kinds of terrifying things like that.
Yeah, that would be terrifying not only for her, but for you, I would think.
But, you know, it's great rocket fuel for horror writing, and that's exactly what I need because that's the genre I'm interested in, so.
Now, you first posted the first chapter of what would become the book on Reddit, and did you get so many reactions to it that you decided I'd better write an entire book about this?
So what happened was, I found the website. It's called No Sleep. It's like the largest website of horror writers in the world. And I just wanted to see if anybody would like my writing, because I had already published a book and nobody bought it. So I just quickly wrote up a very short story about her sleep disorder, and then I went off to class. I was in graduate school at the time. The next day when I signed back into the website, it was the most popular story on the website. I had thousands of people contacting me. It went viral, basically. So I wrote an update. I kept writing updates over the course of a month, and then, news outlets started picking it up. I started getting emails and phone calls from directors and people in Hollywood and people in Atlanta. And then eventually the people on the website encouraged me to crowdfund it. So I turned it into a novel, and here we are today.
And so Kickstarter, the website, had something to do with the publishing of this book, yes?
Absolutely. I couldn't have done it without them.
And now, you mentioned it briefly, but let's talk about it in more detail, Felix. Tell me about the companies in Hollywood that are interested in your book.
You know, I have to be really careful about what I say, because this story in part now belongs to an Atlanta-based independent film production company.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I went with them instead of the other company in Hollywood is because the folks in Hollywood can offer you more money up front, but they'll give you I don't want to say a worse deal, but a deal that's better for them in the long term.
Uh-huh.
This film production company, I made less money immediately, but over time, if the film does well, I'll make more. And they gave me creative oversight over the script.
Well, I would
really
think that would be a huge, huge point of interest for you.
So they will literally show me a copy of the script and say, what do you want changed? And then I'll tell them, you know, if you want to scare people more, or if you want to demonstrate the character a little bit better, do this. And they actually listen to me, which is something not a lot of authors get to do, unless you're J.K. Rowling.
Well, it's called Stolen Tongues, and I'll tell you, you know, there are so many horror movies out and have been out really since the beginning of movie making, but this is a pretty unique story.
Yeah, it's, I tried to make it as, I tried to really dial back the horror. There's no blood and guts. There's no, extreme gore or violence. It's just about, you know, something whispering in the dark to someone you love and then discovering that that thing is real. It's not a nightmare, and how to deal with that problem.
What is the status of your fiancé's disorder at this moment?
It is triggered largely by stress. She is presently she's transitioning from being a zoo biologist to a nurse, so she's back in school, which means that there's a lot of new stress for her. So she does wake up in the middle of the night and talk and walk around, and sometimes I have to pull her back in bed gently so she doesn't hurt herself, but she's doing okay.
Well, I'm hoping the residuals will make her feel a little better, and I'm assuming she's going to get some, Felix.
Yes, yeah, she certainly will. So if we're going to upgrade that wedding ring from the one we had planned. So.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck from here going forward. It's a very interesting start, and it certainly has taken off, and that's amazing. Felix, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Good luck with Stolen Tongues.
Thank you so much.
That's Santa Rosa author Felix Blackwell. Well, the movie is apparently upcoming.